this man is unemployed, and if we engage him for plowing, will he do that?
I don't think so.
Let's see.
That's too hard.
That's work.
We don't want to work like that. We just want some easy job.
What? That would mean leaving the city.
Huh?
That would mean they had to leave the city. They don't want to leave the city.
Then go to hell.
Yes.
Yesterday that one man in northern New South Wales is willing to sell us a farm, a very big farm, up there in the subtropics. Would this be a good place for engaging boys like the Indian boy that came yesterday?
Yes, our next program is to organize farm. Let anyone come. We shall give him food and employment. Come on. But not that I want to work as a clerk in the city. You produce your own food. I give you ingredients, I give you land. Work for 5-6 hours and take your food and chant Hare Krishna.
Anybody who comes to the farm has to be prepared to follow the four regulative principles?
These people? Yes.
Yes?
Otherwise, you are not coming. Our main business is to make him Krishna conscious. Left my that overcoat.
That's in London.
They sir. The proposal, the how they have discovered. They have discovered so many machines, so many factories, so many still unemployed. The how they relieve the mankind. The proposal, Vivekananda is to serve the mankind. how they sir. In spite of all ailment, there are so many suffering humanity, so many unemployment, so much disease, so much death. So what is the meaning of this serving? Right? You cannot stop it. That is the nature's way. How are you going to stop? The so-called bluffing that we are serving the humanity. Hospital, does it mean that the suffering is reduced? Because the suffering has increased, therefore your number of hospitals has increased. Where is the mitigation? Where you are feeling pain, this cold wind, you can stop it. Where is the postura? Decreasing movements, suffering, stopping.
Well, by our technological inventions, we can make a heater and it makes the coldness.
A heater is not curing the suffering.
But it makes us warm.
But a heater, how many men will get heater?
Well, we can make them cheaply so that practically everyone.
You can, but you do not. Neither you can.
But in this country, everyone, all these houses have heaters.
Hindi, why do you take in this country? Why not other countries?
Well, so many countries.
Well, that is simply bluff. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Suffering must be there.
Well, we accept the suffering is there, but we will still try to reduce it.
Huh?
We'll try to reduce it, that's all.
Reduce?
By inventing so many things.
That is another bluff. You have already invented so many things. Where is the reduction of suffering?
Well, there are less diseases. We're finding so many cures now that...
I don't find less diseases. You are increasing hospitals.
Well, the population
is taking care of the diseased people. Before, no one ever took care.
No.
Like in India, for example.
Even if you take care, what is the result? You have to increase hospitals.
Well, that's because the population is increasing.
That is not fair.
Just like in Australia.
Therefore, your proposal is failure. You increase your, what is called, amenities.
Yes.
The population increases. The proportion remains the same.
But at least we're taking care of them.
At least we're helping them.
We're taking care of them.
You are taking care of them, but the population is increasing. Therefore, you cannot take care of every one of them.
Oh yes, because we increase our hospitals, therefore we can...
You are increasing and population increasing. Yes.
And then we keep increasing according to the population.
You go on staggering, that is staggering. There is no question of decrease. Proportionately, you increase the amenities and proportionate distance.
It's just like in some countries, the diseased men, they suffer in the street. But here we give them a nice place to suffer.
Yeah.
They can suffer in a nice warm hospital.
So you are increasing this cancer. Very comfortable at home, but there is cancer.
But now we have,
you have almost got
the cure.
My point is that you have so many things, but the suffering is going on. That is my point. some diminishing suffering, but they are coming in a different way. So the sufferings cannot be stopped, but nothing. This is the conclusion.
But we're learning how to enjoy even the suffering. We're learning how to enjoy the suffering, make the best of it.
That is another
best use of a bad bargain.
That is another. But then don't say that we shall stop suffering. You can say that.
No, we don't say we can stop it, but we can almost stop it.
Minimize.
Minimize.
Not minimize. If you are increasing hospital, where is the minimizing? Every state is increasing hospital.
Yeah, well, that's part of the minimization.
Rules cannot be. Can't be accepted.
Actually, some of the hospitals are very nice places. They're very comfortable for the patients, and they enjoy it.
We have experience.
You think that it is very comfortable, but the patient is not safe.
We have experience where the patient doesn't want to leave because there's such nice facilities in our hospitals. Color television,
nice
recreation
foods,
rooms.
Nice nurse.
So you become patient and go to bed.
Just like in our prisons, sometimes the prisoners, they don't want to leave because they don't have to work and they're getting food. They have a bed.
We can teach people how to live with their problems and at the same time learn how to minimize them through technology.
Because you have got so many facilities, you teach people that you become patient, you become criminal, and you live comfortable. That is very nice. You become criminal, go to the jail, and live very comfortable.
But in the
you
jail, they
disease,
can't...
Go to the hospital and live comfortable.
But see,
that
they
is
can't...
very easy.
They can't cause any trouble in the jail. That is the advantage. Therefore, everyone is comfortable. Because they see that the murderers are locked up and they can't do any harm. Therefore, everyone is feeling safe. And in the hospital, people, similarly, they have some disease. They can't, like in India, the beggars on the street, they should all be in hospitals. Whereas in the foreign countries, all those type of people are all in hospitals taking care of.
Lying on the street.
Well, that is voluntary.
One side you make arrangement for patients, the other side, voluntarily suffer. Then what you
no,
can...
That is their happiness.
Oh, they're enjoying.
Not suffering today. They're very happy.
You are thinking they're happy.
Even the police try to make the hippies get off the street and they say, no, we like it here. We want to stay.
Then why you want to minimize their suffering?
No, we will let the hippies lie there, but for the sick people who
so
are...
That, so what is the difference? A hippie lying on the street and in India some patient is lying on the street. What is the difference?
Well, the hippie...
According to the person's desire,
yes.
We facilitate.
Well, God, waste of time. The philosophy is that if they feel pleasure, lying on the street, so let them lie. That is your pleasure. Then why do endeavor for others?
Well, if they feel pleasure, then we can also let them.
But it is then related.
Yes, according to the person's desire.
We just want to see that everyone is happy. And that way we will know that we are pleasing God.
What is it? শীতোষ্ণ সুখ দুঃখ আর নাও সামথিং ইজ হ্যাপিনেস দি সেম সামথিং ইজ ডিস্টেন্স তো হোয়াট ইজ দি স্ট্যান্ডার্ড অফ হ্যাপিনেস The same something is distress for another. One man's food, another man's body. So where is the standard of happiness? What you are thinking, this is happiness. Others are thinking, this is distress.
That's why we have this modern philosophy that whatever makes you feel good, you should do.
Everything is relative, so it's not expected that the same things will please everyone.
Why do you put something as happiness standard, a distance standard? So everything is everything, yes. Why do you try to put a standard? Everything is everything.
We try to simply make the facility, if a person wants to change his position.
Why are you so much busy in trying like that? Why you waste your time? You make your own happiness.
That is his happiness. Giving facility to others is what makes me happy.
No, he doesn't want to. Just like he wants to give facility to the hippies. Please come and nice home. You not accept.
No, but we don't want to give to the hippies.
Then what is the meaning?
For those
you
who
cannot
want,
give happiness to everyone according to his standard.
Well, there are other ways.
Then unhappiness will continue. So what is the use of your wasting time? Because you cannot give happiness to everyone. What you think it is happiness, others will not accept it. Then where is the happiness?
We can give them what they want. And that will make them happy.
It is contradictory. One man's want,
poison.
You give him poison. One man's want food, you give him food.
Yes.
Then what is the standard of your food or poison? Then everything is required. Why do you bother?
Well, we have to draw the line somewhere.
You can do it foolishly. That is another thing. But everything is all right. Poison is all right, and food is all right.
The standard is the person's happiness.
Just like now we have come to the point where the different doctors are thinking very seriously of having this mercy killing passed in the courts. When a person becomes too much diseased, actually he would be happier if he was dead, so why not kill him? That
is contradiction. You kill somebody and you give life to somebody. There is no standard. Everything is all right then. Why do you bother that this is good? The same good is bad for others.
That's why we have psychiatrists to decide. They analyze the person very carefully and see what is good for him. And completely on a relative basis, they give the prescription.
What is good for you? We are so busy for the good of others.
Well, that's this particular person's happiness, is seeing that others are happy.
No. The same happiness is distress for others. But what is you bothering yourself? This is happiness, this is distress.
Because that is what makes me happy.
We understand it is relative, therefore we're working in a relative world.
All right, good. Badlands program. That is Vivekananda. Everything is all. Yes. Everything is all right, then why do you preach? You stop your preaching. Everything is all right. What is the use of saying this is good, this is bad? Everything is all right.
Preach that way so that other people will be happy knowing everything is all right. Now they're thinking everything is not all right, so they're in anxiety.
There is a story, one man has written a book, How to Tend Cows. Cows tending. One old man calling, what book you are selling? How to tend the cows. So you better take this book to your mother, she will learn how to tend you. Cows tending, everyone knows, and he has written a book. So better, you are a rascal cow, give it to your mother, and she will tend you, learn. It is like that. Everything is all right. Somebody is taking this is pleasure, somebody else. Then what is the use of writing book? Everything is all right. They may select whatever they like. Why you are becoming a big preacher? Let them accept whatever they like.
But some people have a hard time getting what they like, therefore we like to help them. We feel it is our duty as human beings to help them.
So this duty is that you better go to your mother. nonsense. It is nonsense.
If everything is all right, then my preaching that is also all right. Huh? Everything is all right, so then what is wrong with my preaching,
then? Your preaching is all right, so provided you preach something good. But when everything is good, then what is the your preaching with
that?
Then
that
preach
is also,
something. That's why
that
we
also
are
good.
Preaching. We are preaching. This is actually good. That you must know what it is. And what is the ultimate goal of life? This is required. Material preaching has no value. That is stated in the teaching of Siddhanta. This is good, this is bad, this is all mental content. Actually. But real good is he has forgotten God, revive his consciousness, that is real. Then he is saved from the so-called good and bad and everything. That is all. Materially everything is one man's food, another man's clothes. Therefore there is no distinction. This is good, this is bad. This too is very bad. Bad smell for you, but it is food for the pig. This is true. One man's food, another poison. So, this is only mental concoction. This is good, this is bad. Everything is good, everything is bad. Material. The real good for him, that he has forgotten his spiritual identification, revive him to that consciousness. That is it. Somebody brings just now bucket full of water and he proposes himself to drench you. No, don't do that. But he'll find you are going, the ducks, as soon as they immediately jump on the water. So whether the water is good or bad, it is all relative. So don't bother about this good and bad. It is simply mental concoction.
Mango for breakfast.
Says that the man will not like this kind of job. Eh? Therefore, there must be division of job. That is, chaturbarnam manifestation. He is a Sudra. He does not want to produce his own food. If you give him some salary, then he will say. And then he will work with flowers. If you give him salary, he'll accept that.
Actually, in the West, more or less that system, the division system, is accepted because we have businessmen, we have labor men, we have politicians, we have teachers and professors.
It is changed.
Changed?
My rapper?
This is the new rapper.
New rapper?
I got for you in Vrindavan. Oh. I've gotten it in Delhi.
With that border?
No, that's this.
Oh.
See, there are two rappers.
Oh. Both of them are new.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada Gita says that if a man simply works for Krishna, he can come to the perfect stage. Is that perfect stage when he fixes his mind on Krishna, but is that achieved by the regulative principle? If a man simply works for Krishna for his whole life, yet he doesn't follow the regulative principles,
then how he follows Krishna?
That's not possible.
If you are following Krishna, then how you can marry the regular principles?
Just say they follow a few regular principles, like the basic four. No illicit sex, no meeting, no gambling, no intoxication. If they follow those four regular principles and just work for Krishna...
He doesn't follow the four principles?
Oh, yes. Yes. It's just that this is one, there's one devotee in Sydney who works very hard for Krishna, but,
he does not follow.
He does not like, aarties or things like that. He just likes to work hard all the time.
He follows the principles, but he doesn't go to aarti, maybe doesn't chant his rounds, but he's working
real hard for Krishna.
Like Gargamuni.
Yes, like that. And his plea is that then Krishna says...
And he'll fall down.
He'll fall down?
But the plea is that Krishna says in the Gita, by working for me, one can come to the perfectional stage.
Yeah. But he'll fall down.
That means by working for me, eventually one will come to the point of following the principles.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yes.
Not simply by working
for
me, you can do it. You'll advance to the other stages.
Just like if a man is working hard, but he will never become rich, then what is the use? Working hard means one must become rich.
Mm.
But if he does not become rich, simply working hard, then you must follow the regulative principles. Satovritte, this is your honesty. And sadhu sadhu, this can be done with association with you. This is the way of increasing devotional.